soft summer night cast its shades over the mountain stronghold. The two friends sat up into the small hours, discussing and reliving old days of past seasons. Outside, the full moon beamed down upon the deserted shore, tipping countless small wave-tips with a thread of pale silver light. Perched high in the rocks of the lookout post, Fiedel strove to keep awake. He spat on his paws, rubbing them hard into red-rimmed eyes. Blinking intently, he peered among the moon-shadowed dunes, fearful lest he miss Klitsch's return. Farrago sat apart from the rest of his band, pawing thoughtfully at the gold badger medal about his neck and stirring the flames of a guttering fire. Keeping his voice low, the assassin spoke to a small, stringy water rat seated close by him.
"Tell me again, Sick Ear, how did you find out about the mountain?"
"I was a sea rat, and I saw the place a few times, Master, though only from a distance. They call it Salamandastron."
Farrago stroked the badger medal, repeating the name slowly, as if it were a magic charm.
"Salamandastron. I like the sound of it. Salamandastron. But tell me the rest. You know the part I like to hear."
Sikia repeated the tale, as he had done many times in secret to Farrago since joining his band last winter.
"The sea rat captains said there was great treasure hidden inside the mountain. Their old legends are full of it. The fortress is guarded by tough fighting hares and ruled by a badger lord. Always has been, since any beast could remember. The present ruler is called Earthstripe the Strong, a great and fearsome warrior."
Farrago moved closer to the speaker, his eyes shining blue in the firelight, a glitter with greed.
"The treasure. Tell me about the treasure."
Sick Ear swallowed hard as the assassin's claws closed on his shoulder. He repeated what Farrago wanted to hear.
"It is said the great badgers never lacked riches. As each one lived out his seasons, all died in battle, so his possessions were added to the pile, hidden somewhere inside the mountain. Pearls from the sea, many coloured precious stones, armour wrought from silver, gold and copper, spears and other great weapons, all made by the badgers at their forge. Bright war axes that can cut through stone, shields that are wonderful to look upon, swords with blades that can slice armour like butter. Red and green stones set into their handles, sheathed in cases of the finest..."
Farrago's claws had pierced the rat's shoulder. Sikia whimpered in pain, tears rolling down his narrow face. The weasel chieftain freed his claws from the matted fur and flesh with a quick wrench. Slumping to one side, Sikia moaned piteously, trying to lick his injured shoulder. Farrago grinned, his strange blue eyes twinkling in the firelight like a happy infant.
"Oh, I'm sorry, friend. I must have got carried away. Never mind. It's only a scratch. The best thing for you is fresh air and something to take your mind off it. Listen now, you shin up those lookout rocks and keep Fiedel company the rest of the night. It'll do you good. Stop weeping and groaning now. Come on, up you go."
The assassin's eyes smiled wide and innocent as he watched the injured Sikia hauling himself painfully up among the rocks. With a note of deceptive concern, he called softly up to the weary lookout.
"Not sleepy yet, Fiedel?"
The lookout stared down into the treacherous blue eyes smiling up at him.
"No sign of your son or Goffer yet, Master. I'm wide awake."
Fiedel's heart sank at the cheerful reply.
"Good work. Stop up there and keep Sikia company. Keep your eyes open now, both of you. There's a fresh edge on my skinning knife that I haven't used yet."
Fiedel stretched down. Grasping Sikia's paw, he helped him up to the lookout post. Below them, Farrago lay flat on his back, watching through half-closed eyes.